for 10 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
Ten o'clock hour. It's our open home hour. Open to anything you want to talk about, your home, castle, or cabin. All you have to do is call in at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. Text questions to 411-923. You can email info at rosieonthehouse.com. We've got Rosie here. We've got in the building industry since the 70s. We've got Jennifer Call Screening. She'll get you on the air. And we'll even take horse questions today. If you have a question about
horse
your horse,
questions?
We'll let Roxy answer any horse
Roxy's
question you might
here.
Have.
Yes. Roxy, my granddaughter.
Roxy Joe. In particular, who? Goat tying.
Who?
If you want to talk goat tying, call and Roxy Joe will give you pointers.
And Roxy qualified for the Junior Rodeo Nationals in Las Vegas.
The Mike Johnson goat tying event with like 500 other goat tires. So we'll be in Vegas in December during the NFR.
I will be there to watch that, Roxy. All right, we're here to answer your questions about home remodeling or home improvement. The number is 1-888-767-4348. Last hour, we talked about the five W's of remodeling. The why, the where, the who, the when, and the what. You can find that all of that at our website, rosieonthehouse.com. One of the things we want to talk about this hour are gates and fences. Why is it in Arizona, Romy, we're the only place that have gates around every backyard?
You know, that's a good question. There are some old neighborhoods, Youngtown and Sun City, they tried to get away from every backyard having fenced, and they've got green lawns that just connect all the backyards that everyone just kind of moseys through. You know, Louisiana is like that. You hardly ever see. If there's anything, there's a dog kennel.
That's right.
But there's no fences.
And a gator staked in the middle of the yard for protection. But gates, walls, are very Arizona traditional. And they're the reason for Linda's problem, who's on hold. Let's bring Linda into the conversation. Good morning, Miss Linda. Thank you for your patience.
Good morning.
This question just fit so perfect into what we wanted to talk about this hour. I appreciate you being willing to work with us a little bit. tell me a little bit. Now, offline, you have given us your address.
Yes, I did.
And I've been able to pull your house up on a map application. So tell the listeners what caused you to originally call us.
I have a cement patio that is constantly holding water, whether it's rainwater or from my sprinklers. And, of course, as a result, my patio is stained. And I just wondered if there is any kind of simple, inexpensive solution for this.
Well, getting rid of the stain, depending on how long it's been there. And if I'm looking at it, and I'm looking right down on your house right now, is that all cool deck or is that acrylic stamped concrete?
You know what? The part that's the closest to the house, that is stamped.
Okay.
And outside of that is cool deck that's no longer cool.
And is the where is the staining occurring? Just as you step off the stamped onto
right.
the cool deck?
Exactly, yes.
I can almost see it from the aerial shot. Well, it may have been there too long, but the first thing we do is we attack it with just vinegar and water.
I've got to solve the fact that there's water there or I'm going to continue to have stains.
That's exactly right. And the little grass patch you have next to this slab area is a very irregular shape, so the sprinkler heads have a hard time matching all the curves in the lines of your grass. Now, a lot of that can be managed. They make sprinkler heads with a little adjustment in the top where you just screw it down with a screwdriver as the spray is spraying, and it opens and closes the angle by which the sprayer is leaving the head.
Right.
But
I have played around with that somewhat.
Yeah.
But it still hits the cement.
The way your cool deck comes up to the stamped, is there a step down onto the cool deck?
No.
Okay, so that dark shadowy line is this stain you're talking about. from the aerial shot, it looks like it's a shadow of a step.
No, what you're seeing is, it's really a shadow.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a shadow. Most of the staining is on the, I don't know if you can see from your picture, but there is a pool fence there. There's a fencing there.
Yes.
It's kind of on the inside because it's around the perimeter. But if it rains, it's not just on the perimeter. There are pools that sit on the cement.
Okay. Well, we started the hour by talking about backyard walls, and you've got one completely surrounding your backyard,
yes,
like we all do.
Yes.
What the city doesn't want you to do is direct that water outside of those walls. What most people try and do is direct it to a corner of the lot and make it their neighbor's problem. Well, that's against the law. The other thing a lot of people try and do is redirect the drainage so it goes to the side of the house, finds its way out to the front yard, drains across the sidewalk, and ends up in the street. That, too, is against the law and against virtually every homeowners association code of conduct. So you've got an area, a tree, just to the north of this area. The only thing you're going to be able to do is play with the sprinkler heads to try and get them to overspray the concrete as little as possible. And in the rain, you may just have to get in there and saw cut a 6-inch trench that allows us to put in a drain tile over the top and take that water to the north and let it just make its way to that tree that's located at the northwest corner of your house.
Okay.
That's probably going to be your best bet.
Okay.
And then we're gonna develop some drainage pits around the root ball of that tree, so as the water runs over there, it finds a way into the ground rather than just puddling and creating another nuisance. You don't want to move the nuisance. You want to take care of the problem.
Right. And what companies would do that?
Well, you know what? You're in a zip code where we're currently doing about 4 remodeling projects. If you wouldn't mind, I'll give you a call, and when I'm running to one of these other jobs, I'll just come by and take a look at it, verify it looks like it's as simple to take care of in person as it looks like from this aerial photo, and then I'll give you the right person.
I would love that.
Okay. So, Miss Linda, Rosie will call you in this next week. You live in that 85254 area. That tends to be an area we do a ton of remodeling. Like I say, I think we have 3 going right now. Just, I could almost hit your house with a rock from one of our projects. So we'll get me or one of my superintendents to come by and take a look at it. But it's the problem is what the topic of the hour is, walls. And when we put them up in masonry, they become water retention basins that don't let the water go.
Which majority of the year is not a problem.
When
we get a good downpour, it's a big problem.
Yeah, and the irregular shape of the grass that she's watering is causing a problem, too. That's going to be a little bit tougher to solve.
They were joking about that at the Shade Conference. It's like, why can't landscape architects use straight lines on grass? Because we've yet to design a sprinkler that they can spray on a curved line.
you can adjust how far it sprays away, and you can adjust the shape of the fan. But Once the water leaves the faucet, you can't make it turn right.
No. No, and then...
So the next head has to overspray the concrete a little bit to get that inside curve.
You end up with a lot of water waste. And then if it's a Bermuda grass, after a couple of years, those roots are so strong, you start getting grass showing up outside of your designed area that starts to take up the rest of your finished landscape you didn't want. It's quite humorous.
But in Arizona, subdivision law states that the water that falls out of the sky needs to stay on your property. So if your neighbor has landscaped in such a way that their surface water is draining onto your lot and causing you a problem, you can bring that issue up to them and hopefully they'll work with you. On the same token, you can't create a problem for any of your neighbors, and neither are you supposed to drain that water out to the street to cause street flooding. Because if you did it and everyone else in the subdivision did it, that's what we'd have, is a problem. So be thinking about that in modifying any of your landscaping. I was at a house just this week looking at a roofing problem. And he pointed at his back wall and he said, how much longer is that wall going to stand up? The neighbor has a raised planter on the backside of the wall that gets watered constantly. Well, that water bleeds into this man's backyard. And it's taking the wall out with it eventually. So I wasn't able to tell him how long the wall is going to stand. It looks in pretty bad shape. But he's mentioned it to the homeowner. And I guess when the wall falls, you gently remind him it was your sprinkler that took it down. I don't even have any sprinklers in that area. And hopefully the homeowner will stand tall and do what's right and fix it. But you must retain the water on your lot.
And if you're going to do some kind of garden up against a block wall like that, you can. You've just got to waterproof it very well. And there's very good products out there that you can do it and won't hurt, leach any chemicals into your soils that would get into your garden food. But you've got to do it right.